Açım dende besin cevan tacım bayanda baran kovuyordu. Anca varca can duva ribadan zatu adam bağında horu cevacı den. Cevon düve kalın cüvaladan mevaladan benim diye tombazdan diye içimde. Anca varca can duvala çatalı çudu cevzu Ama tüm bacım dende dizin şaban taçın bayanda buran kove. Anca var şaca duvar ribadan şazı denban de var şabacı denken ba. Kivun düve kalu cüvalı da minim diye tüm bazan geçim dende banca. Tuvala çazalı çudu cevzu çi. Ama tüm bacım dende dizin şaban taçın bayanda buran kove. Anca var şaca duvar, bağdan şutu denban de var şaba çıktı kembe. Kalı cıvalla da minim diye tomba sanki içim dendi. Şaca duvala çazalı çıdı cazıcı.
So good morning. So we're trying to do a meditation prayer. what I want to say is that even though it's late in Tibetan language, but you can read the in Spanish, so that you know what is being said to. So you get some idea, so that's very helpful. these teachings of Buddha, by hearing the words, it plants seed of enlightenment. It plants seed of liberation, enlightenment. so that's what you, that's that's ultimate goal. What you achieve. So that arrangement, the preparation. That what happens to your mind, the effect. also being aware of the Spanish language, then also you know what you're saying and the meaning, you get some idea of the meaning, so it's more powerful. So so that's all to let you know.
Kante ganye zobo oje dam ze sa jin de la gom ba dum bon ganye je den den a cho je zon te je ke ba je la cha za nam do gong a cho do su za wa ye je cha zo se je lum bon ta ba je den a sun na la me ba gom bo cho ne je la cha za se do da wa je me da ye za se do da wa je la cha za Yandā jyotā sīpā sūmā jīnyamī jīcīn jyotā jyotā. Kumbhū tujī chitīn bātam jī chīmbī tūmbā vū sūnā yandīn jāsū shī. Tīshīn shēlā chāsā lū tāpē tujā chāvā jūrkīvī ngī sūn lītū shī. Chitū tūtā chūchū vā shīchū chālā chāsā. Dālāvā tālā rādhū nēshīngi tāmbā yīndi Dālāyā chāsā lō sāngjī tōlā chāsā lō jīvī chōlā chāsā Kīndi dālā chāsā lō sūlā tādhū kūchāsā Chāchārā vūpā tāmjī lā shīngdhū kūnyī tāngjī jī lūdhū bāyī nāngjī Chodo tebe chakso mo.
So yesterday I got distracted, you know, by the talking this verse. So got carried away. So anyway, the next verse is very hard advice of the Buddha, the omniscient one. because why the advice is you know, to not engage in unwholesome action and engage in virtue. What advice is given this way? Because that's according to our, that advice is given according to our wishes. Because if our wish is what we like is suffering, what we don't like is happiness, then the Buddha's advice might be different. what we like is suffering. What we don't like is happiness. Then the Buddha's advice would be different. but that's not our mentality. Oh, that's not our wishes. Our wishes is the happiness. What we do not want is suffering. So since that is our mentality, since that is our that's a common thing, not only as human beings, but even for the animals, insects, cows, horses, what's that very large animal that doesn't exist now? The very large one, very long one. You see in New York Museum, you see the very large dinosaurs. So, including dinosaurs, you know. So now you don't find dinosaurs here in this world, before but not now. So it's there. So including dinosaurs and no matter how large it is, no matter how small, insects, creatures, or the ones you see, the ones we don't see with the, except the machines, as always we don't see it, those tiniest ones, living in the water, in the space, you know, or even inside our body. So anyway, so our body is filled with those sentient beings. So one time I was going to the United States, from Taiwan or from Nepal, India, somewhere. So it was shown in the airplane. It was shown somebody made this video so showing the how the food goes, you know. So biscuit and how it goes down and sausage. And so how the food goes down, then it shows everything. So then inside the body, so then you magnify it, you see. So many sentient beings, it's like in the city, the highway, so many cars go this way, and so many cars come this way, so it's always running, so from here to kind of in the body, it seems like that. Those tiny beings, so they magnified, you see. So, so that's also in the West, it is also scientific that is shown not only what the Buddha said in text, besides that. So anyway, it seems very interesting, the whole body. there's so much we do not see. And the It's sort of amazing. The whole body looks like a machine, you know. The whole entire body looks machine. It's amazing. You know, the whole entire body. Machine. You know, there's all the things. You know, bad things to go one side, and all the, when you eat food, you know. But, you know, I mean, that's all the, it's like exactly a machine that inside you see. It's very, very interesting, very amazing. You know, the every part of the body. It's really amazing, exactly like a machine. I say machine, or say it does. you know, the ones which help, the ones which doesn't help. I mean, the many, you know, things inside the body. So many things depend on each other. You know, the functions. So, really, it's quite amazing. So, I don't think it's created by parents. You know, all the things, putting it all together, fixing all the things, you know. They spend many years in the company. Maybe. I don't know. It's not that. That many thousand people invited, and they say it's past Mike. Did they pay money for all those people? You know. And, that. So. So it's interesting why we have, you know, why we have such a body like this. It's amazing how it, you know, it's like, it's got like a machine that it helps to another one, it helps another one. You know, it's dependent, everything is dependent on rising and work, you know. And then something bad comes up, limit out, and there's just quite a, the unexpressible, but amazing. So the in the Christian, what I hear is what the first one, the very first creator, very first human being that's created. Adam was the first man created. The very first human being was Adam. No, there was one story that said that you don't eat some dirty something. Said advice you don't eat. Then the person, apple. Oh yeah. So who told? By Jesus or Adam? Who told do not eat apple? What? And God said to not eat apple. Then Adam ate apple, right? But who created Adam? Adam. Only Adam? So we're all incarnation of Adam. I'm joking. So Adam was created by God, right? So what happens if Adam wasn't created? What happens if Adam wasn't created? Then the world, whole world doesn't happen, right? The whole world doesn't happen if the atom wasn't created. What? So anyway, it becomes interesting that you know, if you analyze, it becomes interesting. So the apple, so the whole thing to the apple. So so anyway, what's that? So anyway, that's different, you know, we're saying. that's one explanation, is Christian. Then there's scientifically, science is from monkey, right? The human being came from monkey. Right? From the science. Human being came from monkey or gorilla. or snowball man. That means from Himalayan mountains. So anyway, I'm not sure. That's one explanation, you know, from something from water. You go back, and something to do some mineral or something in the water, some stuff in the water started. the all animal, human, everything started from water. Some stuff, I forgot the name. Do you know? I think this is a good words. Trinovite. Trinovite. Oh, but that's the Mexican language, right? Oh, what to say? What is that? Lati. Oh, that's more simple. It's easier. Anyway, some material from water, some stuff is here. So that, then how that stuff started evolution? If something exists, still you have to know the evolution of that. So anyway, that seems one old explanation. So I don't know what every present scientist, I mean, they all agree that or not, I'm sure. So anyway, there's, well, that was past, so I think it was very long, you know, I mean, I don't know, how many million years, since human beings started on this earth. So it's a, you know, how to start very first, you see. There's some, not quite an apple, but there's some, maybe durian, or maybe durian, the big fruit. Do you know the durian? Big fruit, if you eat in the house, feel the whole smell. Whole house, whole, can feel with the smell of that. Duriana, yeah. Duriana. Gepai. So whatever is a gepai or whatever, anyway. So in the, I think Abhidhamma Kosha, they explained that the consciousness, the first human being, the consciousness came from the devil realms. form realms, form realm, formless realms. Yeah. Deva realm, the desire realm. The whole entire samsara, you know, comes in three realms: desire realm, form realm, formless realm. So the desire realm, you see, having desire in the sense, the outside, you know, the sense objects, you see, pleasure, you see, by contact with the pleasure, you see, they having desire this, the oh, there's a out, the, yeah. Pleasure, sense pleasure, see, the outside object, you see, by contacting. So desire realm. Then form realm. pleasure, see, the happiness derived from meditation, you know. So develop like that, you see. So however, so the consciousness came from the form realms, and then the and the there was a light on this earth, you know, light. So the conscious the beings, you know, the conscious, they came from form realm, higher realm, and then took you know, conceived on the light, light on earth. then human beings had the very beginning. Human beings doesn't have body like this, but they have a nature of light. Body is light. so that so there's you see some insect. There's also a light insect. You see some insect there. Night time, you know, when the sun went up, then there you see. blue or some green, no, the, like the yeah, like say, what do you call these flies? There's fireflies, yeah, fireflies, or the, even the fish, you know, they have the blue kind of light or something. So then even in insects, you see, I mean, insects with with light. So, so anyway, so original human beings, so they don't have a body like this, but nature of light, you know, and because the consciousness took place, came from their form realm, then took place on the head, on the light, on this, you see, and then they have light. So they say, then gradually, because you see, that happened due to good karma before, to have a light body like natural light, you see, for the due to good karma past, you see. But those beings, those original human beings, they're not liberated from delusion and karma, you see, not liberated, not having. Not having eliminated by having wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, having done that, and the renunciation, you see, renunciation of samsara, which is, then you engage, then you enter in the path, path of liberation. Of course, you have bodhicitta, on the basis of that, you have bodhicitta realization, altruist the mind to achieve enlightenment, then you engage in the mind path of enlightenment. But they didn't have those realizations, you know. Neither wisdom direct perceiving emptiness, nor is the renunciation bodhicitta. didn't have those very important, very essential path to liberation, to enlightenment. didn't have. So the. but the due to past good karma, you see, for the very first human beings had like this. Nature of light, you see, body. then, because you see, there's past karma. they haven't ceased the delusions. so, then after some time, So in regards to that body, you see, which they are light at the beginning, afterwards become degenerated light. So that's what caused that condition. And there's main cause attachment. The main cause is attachment, delusion. But the outside condition is the dirty, some of the impurity, then some wet earth, or some
mouth.
Yeah, maybe mouth. So damn, you see, some impure. So due to eating impure, then the light degenerated. Degenerated, then become gross body. So that's more logical. Because depending what you eat, it affects the body. You know, healthy and unhealthy, and pollute. You see, pollute the mind, pollute the body. Depending on what you eat, you know, so it has that. What you eat is pure, impure. So that is a, by eating pure, it is a, you know, a positive effect. By eating impure, it's a negative effect to your mind and to your body. You see, so this is a there's a normal thing. so that. just my own experience. Not these days, but a long time ago, because I was not eating garlic for a long time. So, so you know, when it happened, you know, when it went, you know, when there was some garlic food, you know, when it went, then you feel your body. I feel my body kind of not healthy, kind of kind of gross. Your body becomes sort of gross. it's kind of a feeling of gross. That's what you feel, you see, the body. So that so say some number some time ago, sometimes when there was a gully, then I feel that like that, you see. So the effect something you haven't eaten. But if you're alive, if you're eating all the time, then you don't notice. But if you didn't eat before, then when you eat, then you feel the effect to the mind and body. See? So that, so <it's coughs> that's a normal thing, you know, that anybody can understand that normal thing. Depending on what you eat, and it has effect to what your mind is pure, impure. See? So. So that's that might be the reason in the you know, especially in the lower tantra practice. so that's that lower tantra, the clear tantra. That we say the very fundamental. The cross. Of course, it's based on renunciation of samsara. you know, realizing how whole entire samsara is suffering, and total detachment. So mind is totally free from attachment, grasping those the samsara. You see, so there was meant my total and peace, inner peace, happiness. You see. So didn't have all those distractions or the by grasping the, you know, samsara, you see, pleasure, enjoyment, things like that. So and bodhicitta and the right view of these things. So right view which ceases the root of samsara, the ignorance, antidote to samsara, and the bodhicitta, you see, which is antidote to selfish mind, and which causes everything, whatever you do, cause of enlightenment. So whatever you had to choose, whatever you do, then cause to achieve liberation, ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. So that, however, on those basis, then that which sutra is the, then you practice tantra, the law of tantra. So that very important practice foundation that to keep the body to the practice to keep clean. So always to keep clean. So there's mentioned to say, you know, then when you do those practice, you can't eat the meat, garlic, onion. Those are major ones. Then there are quite a few other things you have to abandon. You see. So it keeps the body very clean, so, sort of pure, and then that helps the mind to be pure. You see, so that what the purpose of keeping the body clean? So it helps the mind to meditate. You see, the pure. So, so less less obstacle. You know, when you meditate, you know, when the mind meditates, it's more clear and things like that. More clear. So, yeah, then, so light disappeared and the body became that ordinary after eating those, you see, the dirty, the impure stuff. And then the because the duty past karma. Due to past karma, because we haven't actualized the path, as I mentioned before, is the path which path you haven't actually you haven't actualized path that which remove say actualized path that removed the delusions and caused the delusions, the negative imprint that didn't happen. So then there's the delusion there. You see. their past karma is there. So then you see, organs happened. You see, the male female organs, was, you know, the body gets injured, then male female organs happened. Result of past karma. Then it's a, because of the past, because of the past, you see, imprint from past lives, you know, attachment to the opposite sex, you know, so attachment. that's not the first time. you see, those human beings have gone through the past. You see, as I mentioned, it's the, all the different bodies, various different animal bodies, and then you know, male, female, all kinds of human beings, and going through all these experiences. So having light, you know, having the light body with light, no ordinary substances, you see. Flesh and blood, bone, blah, blah, blah. So that's not the first. Also, that's not the first time. We've gone through these numerous times. we're born like that numerous times. You know, gone to a higher realm form of Islam. Then you see, we've gone through the numerous times, even ourselves. So anyway, so because there's a past imprint, you know, attachment to. Opposite sex, you see, in the past, from beginningless rebirth, you know, it has been like that. So you see, with the imprint, It's like you take a picture, and then leaves the imprint on the negative roll. leaves imprint, you see. figure, leaves figure on the negative roll. When you make a movie, when you take a picture, you see. Then later, it get printed on the paper, it get exposed. So now it's not exactly the same. So past karma, you see, with the attachment, all that, you see. So those objects, you know. Then the print, the left negative print, you see, on the mind, on the mental kingdom. Then that time later, when the body, you know, grow the light, degenerated, the body become ordinary, then male, female sex will can happen. then the attachment arises because having seen the object, because cause of attachment there, the negative imprint there, having removed by extra path. So therefore, the object happened, and then of course, the cause of attachment there, negative imprint there, from beginningless rebirth is there. So and then the attachment arises from that, you see. Then clings on that. You see, like that. So not only opposite sex, but anything that attachment arises, anything that attachment arises, it's like that. Why? Some like the bone, you know. Some bones or animal bone or human bone or some like to wear, you know. Like to wear. So like so much, you see. Probably for some people maybe more precious than gold. But for that person, gold maybe doesn't mean much. But bone, this, some human bone or some animal bone, some why so much to wear, and so very precious. So some people gold. So those people maybe gold, maybe not much. So anyway, some people like that. Then some people. That's ridiculous. You know, to get it, to throw it, to get it, you know. Don't have the house, you see. So anyway, somebody to get a job, you see. And somebody is so precious. For somebody is so precious, you know. Want to wear, you see, so. So that. So I put some fuels. So. So object of attachment. So you see. So there's a reason, you see. There's a reason for that. that was created in the past. So for some people that's to be renounced, to be thrown away, or say, do not have interest at all. And some people, it's for some people that are object. What is person's body, or what is material object? For some people, that becomes the most precious one. So something to be so attached to. The most attached to. Or somebody is going to get it over. And uninteresting. All those imprint from past. From past life. So. It's good to remember, since I'm talking here at this point, I'm going to mention this one. So it's good to remember that is not so much of the object, but this is something I have this negative, this imprint, you see, left on the mental kingdom from past lives. So whatever the attachment arises to this object. You see, so because of that, because of the negative imprint, it is left by past attachment to mental kingdom. So now the attachment arises to this object. You see. So to remember that, but past habituation, you see, past karmic imprint. So it's due to that why you attach this. It's due to that. So to think more of the cause why you attach to this. To think more of the cause. And then it's very helpful. You see, to think more of this past coming imprint, you see. it's very helpful. Very helpful. So it's coming from your mind. It's not coming from the object side. It's coming from your mind. That's one method. That's one method. One method to give you peace, to give you freedom, to give you to make you independent, to make you independent. If you're looking for independence, it gives you independence, or freedom, peace, inner peace. control of the desire. you get control of desire. Desire, you see. Stops what he is saying. Oh, yeah, that, doesn't find the reason to be attached to. So that. then, you see, yeah, then the universal compassion can rise. Universal compassion, loving kindness can rise. You see, what I say, unconditional, without any some expectation to yourself, to your happiness, you see, from the object. Without that, unconditional loving kindness, universal loving kindness, compassion can rise. You see, the sincere heart to help the person, you see, or the animal or whatever. So the the partial, the impartial, the impartial. So there's no partial compassion, you see, loving kindness. So you are compassionate, impartial, you see that. That's it. What's there? Say. maybe there's compassion to, you know, maybe can be said to only your friends, or the, you know, compassion to enemies, people who harm you, criticize you, they have no compassion. You have no compassion to the strangers. To the rest of the sentient beings, you don't have compassion. Only a few of those who are your friends, you have compassion. So it can become like that. You see, very limited, you know. It's kind of more related, say, maybe related to, I don't know, attachment, I'm sure. So it should be analyzed. So, so when you think like this, you know, is the past imprint. See, why I'm attached to this past imprint, past coming imprint. See, so then you see, then when you see this object, then the attachment arises to that. You see, so then, yeah, so that's helpful. The so becomes becomes interesting, and they don't get attached. You think this way, and you don't get attached so much on that, you see, on that particular object. Oh, that. So the evolution becomes why there's attachment. What do you mean? The evolution, the evolution becomes deeper, very deep evolution, see, from many paths, from from beginner's rebirth. So it's a. So that is it. It's your mind made it beautiful. You know, it's your mind made it. And at the same time, other people don't see it beautiful. You see. So 100 people will get one person. So there's many different views of that person. Very, very interesting. So if you ask each person, how do you see you? How do you see that person? Very interesting. Some very attached to that, can't find so hard, to separate from, see? So hard. So if the person is going all over the world, you follow to the person all over the world. If you can afford. If you can afford, if you have money, you know. End of the ocean, on the moon. Anyway, if you are able to afford, then you go there, then you do like that. So the one per, 100 people look, you know, as for somebody it's become so inseparable, it can't separate from, you know, then I can't separate from that, you see. For somebody that, you know, nothing, see. So the, you know, according to the karma, according to the karma from past, so karma. So see. And sometimes, you remember. Sometimes you meet a person in the road. Sorry. You meet a person in the road, but suddenly you get angry. There's no memory, no harm was given to you this life. It's nothing. There's no story. You haven't met that person before. Before me, in this life. You see, but the minute when you meet, you get angry with that person. So that happens. Get angry with that person. Or you get frightened. You know? You get frightened. The minute you meet that person, you get frightened. The person is just there. You know? not acting with any harmful manners. But you suddenly get so frightened to see that person. Or angry. So that tells. You never met that person. So that tells the existence of the past life. So some negative situation happened. That person, you see. So there's one lama happened in Tibet. His past life was killed by the Tibetan government officials. So now this lama was executed by the Tibetan government. So he reincarnated, and now, see, this life, when he sees the Tibetan government, he gets fear. You know. So like that, you see. So like that kind of situation happened. When you meet some person, you suddenly get frightened. Even the person doesn't show any harmful manners. So there's something happened in the past, you see, that person killed you or harmed you. So this, so yeah, you had, you see, you had a strong, so much fear with that, you know, that person's past life. You see, what it was, that situation happened, that person harmed you. You see, so and then that is the imprint left on the mind. Now this time when you met that person, even different body, but you get fear. So all these things is telling you that past life exists. There's past life. And there's continuity of mind, you know, life before this. There's continuity of your mind, you know, before you're born to these parents, before, you know, your conscience, yeah, anyway, your conscience are conceived in mother's womb. So, yeah, the past life, you see. It didn't happen in the fertilized egg, you know, for sperm and the egg from mother, and then suddenly consciousness happened, you know, so they suddenly without causal condition, then suddenly consciousness happened. So then otherwise, then these things wouldn't have any reason. There's not any cause. Why you get so afraid of this person? Why you get so in anger with the person? You see. So I say, and so even in our life, with some people, always you spend your life fighting, you know, always you spend your life fighting. You live together, but you're also fighting. So, whether it's family or whether it's in the office or whatever, see. So they all have reason from past lives. It's a continuation. It's something happened in the past life, so then that effect is experienced out. So you see that person that way. So whom the attachment arises, something beautiful, something nice, then whom the anger arises, you see something something undesirable. Something undesirable. So they say, sort of like harmful to you, you know, with the anger arises. So your mind creation, all this your mind creation, you see, that your different mind creation. Then when you change your mind, when you change your anger, when you change your discriminating thought, anger, attachment, you see them different. You see. Whom you get, as I mentioned last night, or yesterday, whom you get so much attached to, and then one to become cause anger. So you set a totally different view. whom you get angry, you know, attachment rises to that. So you have a totally different view of the person. So depending on how you make your commentary of that person, you see. So you see the person that way. You create the what commentary of the person you are making, thinking, which way you're thinking, you know, then you see that way. So how you see the person, is created by your own mind. Is created by your own mind. How you see the person is created by your own mind. Created by your own mind. How you see the person came from your mind. That. Yeah. Oh. So not only the people. So here. So here, anyway, I'm going to just pack up. Okay. So not only the not only, here I'm talking about person, how you see the person, how you see each person. You see, depends on how you think of the person. There you see. If you look at it beautiful, you see beautiful. If you look at it ugly, you see ugly. Yeah. You think of all the ugly things, then you see ugly. So, if you think all the mistakes of body, all the things, then attachment goes away. There's a escape. Escapes that much. I'm just depressed. So the attachment goes in the forest. Run away, joking. So same everything, the flowers or all these other objects. Same. Whatever we see, everything came from our mind. Those trees and you know, sky, the clouds, the clouds, the road, whatever. in the department store, and then all this, you know, those many millions or many hundred thousands of all these makeups, you know, paint the body, makeup is really so many. And then dress, when you go dress, you know, dress, part of dress, you know, it's all the different pants, different jackets, different things. So many things. How about all that? When you go to department stores, all this, what is it? So clothing or pots, you know. So, how many billions of objects there? Everything. What do you see? What you see is a view of your mind. View of your mind. So it's came from your mind. What you see is came from your mind. And how you see things is came from your mind. How you see things is different. Yeah. There's one break, right? There's one break. Okay. I don't want this break. So. There's one break before. Then I can teach him some more. There's one break and teaching then up to 6 o'clock. I thought there was a short break, then there's another teaching up to six, something like that. One short break between. Only break in there.